much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Are you ready?
Are you serious? Dude, I was born ready. This is crazy. Holy crap.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
And I know people like to see me be down and be like them and be like the 90%ers, the people that work 9 to 5. That is not me. I am in LA to not be like that.
I thought about getting into radio, but I don't think people could deal with what I have to say, you know?
I bet.
I mean, all my buddies down at work, they all tell me I should, you know? I'm definitely the guy that everyone says, dude, you need your own show.
Yeah. What do you do? What do you do for work?
Music's my thing. But to pay the man, I sell high temperature textiles. Mainly felt. No one thinks about it, but felt's everywhere. It's on drumsticks, piano hammers, ballistic rated body armor. Have you ever used a highlighter? Because the tip? Don't you? It's made of felt. That's what gives it that nice glide.
I've never used a highlighter.
And now.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It is Tuesday, the 3rd of March.
Mm-hmm.
Jensen, welcome back.
Oh, thanks so much.
Allie, how was your day yesterday?
It was great. Yeah, just super busy.
Mm-hmm.
Got a cavity filled in my mouth.
Very cool.
Yeah, I haven't had a cavity in a while, and it felt weird. I was like, do you know now when they do cavities, they put like this thing in your mouth to keep your mouth open all the time?
Yeah.
Before we had to do that on our own when I was a kid.
You mean like Clockwork Orange to the guy's eyes? They do that
yes.
to your mouth?
Yes. No. Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't know that because I've never had a cavity.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird having perfect teeth.
I hope you get one today.
Nope. But I will say that sounds very uncomfortable.
It was weird. And I was like, I don't love it. I can just keep my mouth open.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was told, nope, this is just what they do now. Because then you won't bite down on them. And all right.
Do you have a problem with people biting down on them?
I don't know.
Right. That bell's going to break.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a occupational hazard, I assume. But yeah, it was a bummer.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah, you don't get a cavity.
You were so excited to go to the dentist, too.
Yeah. I love the dentist.
No one loves
Oh, my God. I love a teeth cleaning. Teeth cleanings are the best. You leave there and you're like, my teeth are so slippery. They're so clean.
Oh, yeah.
Look at my tongue. Nah, whoa, you couldn't even see it. It just slipped right off.
Yeah.
So fun.
Very common. You don't think that, like, even the gums and stuff, like, when they're cleaning, it hurts when you leave a little?
No.
Because
I have very...
okay, cavity. All right, cavity, McGee.
Like, no tartar or anything. Mm-hmm. But here's a weird tidbit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that redheads have this stranger threshold for pain, and they need more Novocaine than anyone else? Same with anesthesia. Redheads need more anesthesia to be put to sleep than anyone else. I mean, look it up. It's in medical journals.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Who the dentist told you that, or you just knew that?
I knew that anyway, and I asked the dentist.
What a waste of knowledge.
But then I asked the dentist, and he's like, that is totally true.
Huh.
And then you said, why? And he said...
Oh, no, I don't want to know why.
What? Right.
No, I just love that it's out there.
And did you ask why your mouth was wide open? Like, I hate the redheads.
Redhead? And he's like, oh, are you asking me about redheads?
He knew exactly.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Huh, that is weird.
Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, at a party, just be like, did you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, source that first.
You'll
or
be very
just, if you see a redhead, just wink at her and go, that's your threshold for pain.
Mm-mm.
No?
Never say that.
Don't do it.
Mm-mm.
I had the exact opposite experience yesterday.
Yeah.
My wife kicked off the fundraising season alongside Mars Attack star Natalie Portman.
Mars Attack.
They, together, in this sort of like we're both celebrities and helping out, went to Children's Hospital LA and started what is called Make March Matter. And it's this way of raising funds and... you know how like when you can like support your favorite podcast by going and purchasing things on Amazon through them?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. Tons of retailers are involved. And if you spend during the month of March, the money goes to Children's Hospital LA.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
And if people want to know more, it's makemarchmatter.org. But we went to Children's Hospital yesterday and it was really unbelievable to see what they do there. Did you know? like redheads threshold. Uh-huh. Here's your trivia. Children's Hospital LA is the only children's hospital in the United States that does not turn away anyone for money or insurance.
I did not know
it's
that.
Like some emergency rooms will take everyone.
Redheads, though.
No, no, no. It's nothing to do with redheads.
Okay,
completely different thing.
All right.
But like some emergency rooms do that, obviously. Mm-hmm. But this entire hospital, no matter if you have the money or not, they will take care of a child.
Same
in
with
need.
That children's hospital in Tennessee.
Well,
I mean,
all I know is
said it was
like
the only
huge.
One.
No.
All I know is that's what they praised at the actual event. That was like the main thing, and they raised money obviously because you know, children deserve it more than we do.
Yeah,
the help and the health. Yeah, but anyway, it was a really nice event. Beautiful.
Who did you talk to there?
The president and CEO. I had nothing to do with it. I was just watching my cool ass wife.
Just hanging out.
The president and CEO is a fan of the show. I don't know how, but he listens to Kevin in the Morning.
That's
I was shocked. And then we met a bunch of kids. Beautiful, sweet. A kid with a heart transplant. Another kid with cystic fibrosis. I mean, just children when sick, it's almost like they don't know.
Yeah.
They're just still thrilled to be there. And it was a really, really nice event.
I love that Danielle posted about it and said that she cried during when she was talking.
Yeah.
And a little boy named Elliot ran up to her and hugged her at the end. And she posted a picture of her and Elliot. And my heart exploded.
Yeah, so
Elliot!
Elliot had a heart transplant. And Danielle cried the entire speech. It was about our son, Adler, who had spent 21 days in NICU, 12 at Children's Hospital LA. And they really saved our lives. And as she's crying, I guess this boy, Elliot, who honestly, if Adler is half as sweet as this boy, I will be happy. But I guess he turned to his parents while she was crying during the speech and said, "Can I go hug her?"
Oh, my gosh.
And her dad was like, his dad, Elliot's dad, was like, "Yeah, I guess." But mom was like, "Wait till the end." But it would have been very sweet if he ran up mid-speech. And so he ran up. She comes back to the seat crying. I sort of hug her. And as I'm going to, a boy just walks up, taps her, and just squeezes her.
He C-blocked you.
Yeah, right, which is fine, Elliot.
Can I break in?
Elliot, totally fine. And Elliot just grabs her and hugs her, and I couldn't even, I started crying at it.
It was a precious picture I can't even imagine in the moment.
It was adorable.
By the way, St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital is the hospital that patients are not charged anything for their care.
Boy, that's rare.
Patients are charged at Children's Hospital LA. It's just that
if
you don't have it, then they'll still bring you in. This you do get charged. I don't want to change that.
Oh, okay.
The only thing is they don't send anyone away if they don't have insurance or cash. So they will take you in. It's kind of like, I guess, a sliding scale in that way.
It is funny when you go to the ER that you could be dying. And they'll make you fill out the form first and give them your insurance card.
Yes.
And everything else, like, dude.
Yeah. It's
can we take care of this, I don't know, in an hour?
Quite a system to talk about on election day. But yes, pretty incredible stuff.
All right. Let's talk about this morning's show, shall we?
If I see him at Whole Foods, I'm going to still slap that dude up because I don't like him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure. Jensen spent the day Saturday at, well, not the day, but part of the day.
Uh-huh.
Saturday
if
at
you
Oprah.
Consider an hour, part of the day, yes.
That's part of the day.
I went to Oprah Summit 2020. It was an event where Oprah Winfrey puts together an entire day of self-help and guests. In L.A., it was Jennifer Lopez. It was sold out. People were in line at 7 a.m., so I went to interview them. That's
people
all you need
were
to
in
know.
Line at 7 a.m.? Wait, it was sold out?
Yes.
So why would...
Because it starts at 9 a.m. The whole day. It's 8 hours
long. I know,
long.
But they were there at 7?
I don't know, man. Trying to get in there. I mean, parking was a mess, so maybe they went for parking early. But listen, you'll learn a lot about them.
Brendan Donnelly will be on the show today. He has a Astros Shame Tour Twitter account.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which we wholly support. Jensen's guest list on the program.
Mm-hmm.
April Foolishness tickets with Knock Knock jokes. We're going to do that today, as they are always hilarious.
Never hilarious.
Always, always funny is what we mean.
Never funny.
And speaking of April Foolishness, Adam Carolla will join us as well.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Adam.
Adam who?
Adam Carolla. He's joining today.
See?
That's always funny.
That's the knock, level knock. Of knock, knock joke
who's
we
there?
Will be getting.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come.
There was no one at the door.
Okay. We'll take a break. We'll come right back with what's happening next. World famous K-Rock. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Time for our first look at what's happening, Allie.
Kevin, quite frankly, I am shocked that you are here this week.
Because?
Like, shocked.
Why?
It's National Breakfast Week.
Right.
You could be anywhere eating cereal all day. Eating French toast stacked with, like, ice cream and dollops of chocolate. I feel like
that
this
does
is,
sound pretty good.
This is your week. You're a big cereal guy, right?
Yeah, but I celebrate year round.
Okay, so you know? It's kind of like amateurs,
right?
Okay, like St. Patrick's Day. No one goes out on St.
Right,
Patrick's
exactly.
Day as amateur.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, it's National Breakfast Week. For those that didn't know, there is an IHOP right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Can I interest you?
In yes.
IHOP now nope. serving cereal pancakes and milkshakes. They have
cereal
partnered
pancakes.
With Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Captain Crunch Crunch Berries to create a new collection of menu items. All new cereal-related items available for a limited time only, though, Kevin.
Okay.
I mean, if you
just
want your Cinnamon Toast Crunch milkshake or your Captain Crunch Berries pancakes. You only have until Sunday, April 12th. So you've got a little longer. It's not just this week. You've
more
got
than a month. Okay.
Got more than a month. All but, right. I mean, you've got to kind of stagger it, right? You can't just be like, oh, well, let me get all of them at once.
That's your starter, yes.
Yeah. Which would you go for first? Cinnamon Toast Crunch Pancake, Lucky Charms Pancake, or Captain Crunch
Probably
Berry
Cinnamon
Pancake?
Toast.
Cinnamon Toast? Toast. You want Cinnamon Toast? Toast?
Probably Cinnamon Toast.
Cinnamon right. Toast
is what
crunch.
He meant to say.
Okay.
I want to say, as a fan of Oops All Berries, which, again, I'm questioning if it's a mistake, I will say I would go with Captain Crunch Crunch Berries first.
Okay. That would be good, too.
And by the way, I saw a photo of this on Instagram, and
looks real
chef's
good.
Kiss.
Is it open today?
Yeah. IHOP's
are they serving
right
it today?
Yeah, they're open okay. right now.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Plus, milkshakes with
right.
this stuff in it.
In.
Are you kidding me? How are we not there? Should we go to a remote from there?
Yeah.
How long does that take to arrange?
A couple weeks.
Okay. Oh.
That's it.
Shoot.
No.
All right. I was
should be all
say,
tested and ready to go by then.
Let's go right now, but never mind. But that's pretty exciting, guys.
Love it.
Don't hate it.
Pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. The founders of the most popular James Bond fan sites are asking the studios behind No Time to Die to push back the 25th Bond film's release over fears that the coronavirus is going to impact attendance. I mean, they're thinking like a big studio, these pages. James Page, co-founder of M16-HQ, and David Lee, founder of the James Bond Dossier, two of the biggest James Bond fan sites, say you're putting the public's health above marketing release schedules at the cost of canceling publicity events. We can't have this in the Bond community,
they're
guys.
They're geniuses, because then if it doesn't get the numbers it's supposed to get, coronavirus!
Coronavirus!
Shoot! Oh, nothing we can do about it.
Maybe.
This is like fans asking him to have like human teeth, no human teeth or whatever.
Exactly.
It's like the Sonic version of James Bond.
Yeah.
Although James Bond with no human teeth would be pretty cool.
Just gumming it.
Yeah. James Bond. James Bond.
So many countries are saying, listen, avoid big public areas, that type of thing. They're saying that's a ton of the publicity tour leading up to it. Plus, theaters might even be closed. They might even be closed. You can't even go see the movie. Why aren't we pushing it back until, like, next year? But we could all be dead by then. So I say, put it out during the release date.
Clap if you care.
I did not clap.
Two of us. I mean, there were two of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think... Again,
I'm looking forward to that.
I think we all need to just...
I mean, they closed the Louvre. Oh, did you guys talk about that yesterday?
No.
Yeah, they're like...
Nobody cares about art.
Well, number one, you're kind of right. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm feeling weird about the whole thing. We can't get a doctor to tell us to be afraid.
What a surprise that Jensen is the guy who's feeling weird.
Who broke first.
Uh-huh. Clap if you have anxiety.
I don't care.
We didn't even need you to clap.
Right.
We knew.
You knew.
We knew
deep down.
Yeah.
Listen, could our government be lying to us and there's people just dead everywhere?
Right.
And they're just scooping them up real quick so we don't see them? Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Come on.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
I mean, that I think is good advice just across the board.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Kevin, thought of you yesterday when I saw this news immediately, because there are only a couple things that you despise. Friends being one.
Yeah. You know what? Friends without all of the hype every day since, I didn't care about
it.
I was fine with it. It was a fine show.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hype
but
since.
There was a host of a show that drove
you. Oh, James Lipton.
Absolutely.
Dear God, what a condescending asshole.
He passed away yesterday.
Oh. His condescension will live on.
Fatality.
So you said he died. Yeah. You think they'll ask me to give the eulogy?
I think you just did.
I should have let it go and just had him keep going.
I was like, does he know?
Kevin. Kevin, yeah, he passed away yesterday.
He was the worst.
The age of 93 from bladder cancer. Lipton created Inside the Actor's Studio in 1994, remained on board until he stepped down 25 years later. He would interview famous actors about their craft, their career. Like, the biggest names would sit across from him, and he'd be like, what's your favorite cuss word?
What's your favorite curse word? What the hell? How does that get into every interview? Stop it. Oh, yes, he did.
Jesus.
Holy crap. Kevin. 93. 93 is a
yeah,
good age.
Good age.
That's
good
even
age.
Late for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
He lived a good life.
Did he?
He had a good run.
Okay.
When you get to the pearly gates, what is that what he used to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. What would God say to you? Kevin, what would God say to James Lipton?
What a narcissistic asshole you were. Leave me. That's
Kevin,
what he would say.
Leave me.
Leave me. Like,
yes.
Go to hell.
Yes.
Goddamn Kevin.
Come on now.
All right. Let's get out of this. Happy birthday.
Let's just sit in it for a minute, shall
okay,
we?
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Go
ahead. Julie Bowen, Jessica Biel, and Camila. Cabello.
I think you said it right recently. Camila. I think
Camila
you said it right.
Cabello.
Yeah.
Camila Cabello. Camila
yeah.
Cabello.
I think you said it right.
Camila Cabello.
Mm-hmm.
Camila Cabello.
Well done.
Happy birthday, Camila, with the last name Cabello.
Hoo-dee-hoo!
I'm done. That's what's happening.
So, Saturday was Oprah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the Forum.
Yeah.
The thing about the people who love Oprah is that
they love her hard.
Oprah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a scary level of love.
Cultish.
Yes, very yeah. much so.
Well, tickets yeah. for the 8-hour event range from $230 for nosebleeds to, I think, $2,500 for, like, front row.
Wow.
And it's an intense thing where every city has a different guest.
Yeah.
J-Lo was Los Angeles. And it started at 9 a.m. And I was like, I wanted to go interview people there. And I was like, what time would I even go?
Yeah.
And I figured like 8:30, and then I was like,
oh, no,
no
then they're rushing to get to their seat.
That's terrible. Yeah. So I was like, all right, let's get there at 7:30. And little did I know, basically the entire event would be in line at that point.
At 7:30? It wasn't GA, right?
I think some sections were,
oh, they were.
But
okay.
Mostly were seats, yeah. But I was blown away by, I mean, she should do this every year because people will follow her like the Grateful Dead.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, cultish.
Yeah. Very much so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
She should do this every single year.
And I wanted to join the cult, so I wore a t-shirt that had hundreds of her face on it.
Oh, God, yeah.
At the time, I thought it was funny. Oh, that'll be funny to wear.
But oh, no, it is funny.
Well, but then
for
I
the rest
realized,
of us.
Yeah, everyone there was like, I love your shirt. There was like no irony to how much people loved the shirt. And everyone was like, that's a great shirt. Like, okay. It's supposed to be a joke. It's not a joke, clearly, here. Yeah.
So Jensen talked to a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On their way in. To see Oprah Winfrey. Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone. It is Jensen from Kevin in the Morning. I am here at Oprah Summit 2020. It is a sold-out show where Oprah will sit and give advice to tons of basic white bitches. And I'm here to talk to them. Ronnie, okay, it's 8 hours of Oprah fun. Are you thrilled?
Can it be longer?
No, it cannot be longer. It, for your health, cannot be any longer. Will you be disappointed today if everyone doesn't get a car?
No.
Okay.
The amount of serious
oh, yeah.
of people nope. there was like, I was like, okay, I'm going to ask you a few joke questions. And, you know, I didn't tell them, but in my mind, I'm like, should I have told them?
Mm.
Should I tell their sense of humor?
Yeah, maybe read the room. I don't know.
I mean, I had a fun time with them.
But then she went on.
I think what everybody needs is to take away something that they can apply to their lives. If we can do that, the world would be a better place.
All right. I mean, technically, wow.
She was technically right. Yeah.
Debbie Downer with your positivity.
She wasn't wrong. It absolutely would. Did you know that Sally Jesse Raphael had one of these? It was at the Dave and Buster's in Anaheim Hills.
I did not.
Nick and Tina, this is going to be an 8-hour Oprah Fest. How excited are you?
Oh, I mean, I couldn't be more excited than I am right now.
I'm pumped.
Today,
tell your face.
They,
I'm pumped.
That one I remember vividly. He and her, they were both very excited and were not in the mood to play with me.
Mm. No. I bet most people weren't.
No.
No.
I'm pumped.
Today's guest is Jennifer Lopez. Is this oh, you're not that excited about it?
I just don't know enough about her to have an opinion, but I'm open to see what she has to offer.
Okay, well, I'll tell you a couple things about her. She is dating Alex Rodriguez. She was in a movie where she played a stripper recently. And... Is that bad?
I missed that one.
Okay. And she has kind of mid-level talent.
Wait, hold up. How did she miss that Jennifer Lopez was in a stripper movie when halftime of the Super Bowl?
I mean, there's a lot of...
You get to watch the Super Bowl, like, that's everywhere?
I'll tell you, learning...
She was on a pole at the Super Bowl halftime.
While I was there, I learned quickly that most Oprah fans are not tuned into other pop culture aspects
at all.
No, because I was
because I don't know how you could have avoided the whole Jennifer Lopez during Super Bowl time.
I think other questions will throw you in that direction.
I mean, this woman had a decent answer for Jennifer Lopez, which I believe all of them probably think, which is
she's with Oprah. She probably has a little higher than mid-level.
There is a dance party at 9 a.m. There's going to be a rave inside. There's going to be dancing. Are you excited for that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Would it have been better if you guys were on Molly?
Probably.
Do you think Dr. Oz is here?
No.
Okay, do you think Dr. Phil is here?
I don't care.
Okay.
All right. People getting mad.
Hated
they
you.
So mad. Had it with you.
People are
so
furious.
Had it. Yeah. Listen, we don't want to play your games. We're going to go into our dance party.
Right.
We had a dance party.
I've got a workbook.
Yeah, Julianne Hough is going to teach me yoga.
Ladies, let's pretend that we're the Bloods. Does that make Goop the Crips?
Maybe the best answer of the day.
Okay.
I would say, as a medical person, the Goop is definitely appropriately named.
No.
Thank you. Do you think 8 hours might be too long for this?
No. I hear we start dancing at some point, so that might help.
Jensen thinks movies that are an hour 35 are too long.
Too long. Yeah. 8 hours.
Imagine him going for 8 hours.
Oh, I can't.
Just drives him crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was told that there is a morning 9 a.m. rave.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I heard we get Panera. Oh, I love her. That's why she went.
I heard we get Panera.
I heard we get Panera.
What just happened? I'm going to start with the other answer because then it seems like she interrupted.
She does. She jumps in.
She jumps in.
Yes, that's correct. Okay.
I heard we get Panera.
It's like that's the best part of the day for her. When do I get Panera? I need Panera.
If we were on Oprah's yacht and we hit an iceberg and Oprah and you guys were the only ones on a life raft, but you can only get one other person in, would you take Gail or Stedman?
Gail.
I would take my wife, too.
See, because...
they were not thrilled at me at that
Didn't
either.
Love that necessarily?
They just stared at me.
What a surprise.
Did you know that Wendy Williams had one of these? It was 2 hours at the Shakey's on Santa Monica Boulevard, and it was just her saying, how you doing?
What?
Will you be disappointed if she doesn't give everyone a car today?
Of course.
Yeah, it's kind of the Oprah thing.
I'm expecting a car.
I mean, some of them played along.
Yeah, barely any.
Not bad.
I had to tell their faces to play along. Literally, I was like, come on, let's loosen up. You're going to have a great time today. We all are.
So everybody knows that Oprah has a book club.
Yes.
It's very famous. All the books that get involved in it become very, very popular and sell a ton of copies. So I have an exclusive. I have her next selection. It is called Kanye West Owes Me $300. It's by a guy named Jensen Karp.
Oh, what a surprise. Were you holding your own book?
I gave it to her, yeah. Oh,
you gave it to her?
She had clearly. I mean, the answer is so genuine, it hurt my feelings.
Okay.
And, you know, tell friends, whatever, but that's Oprah's next big book club.
Well, thank you. I enjoy reading, and I look forward to seeing what
happens. No worries. And if Oprah doesn't bring it up, it's just because it's a secret with us.
Okay. Mom's the word.
Thank you. So you came all the way from Albuquerque, New Mexico. J-Lo's your favorite. Are you at all scared that Shakira's going to take up half her time?
She got that.
And did you know that Jenny?
She got that.
She
right?
got that one. Yeah, she got that.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard that there's Panera.
I heard there's Panera. Where's Panera?
And did you know that Jenny Jones had one of these? It was at the Hilton near the airport.
I don't know who Jenny Jones is.
By the way, does anyone?
I know.
How long ago was Jenny Jones?
Are you guys thinking the crowd at the Oprah thing was young? This is Jenny Jones' wheelhouse.
But she doesn't know Jenny.
No, she didn't.
I don't think anyone knows Jenny Jones anymore.
I don't think I'd remember her.
She was daytime talk,
yeah, same
right?
Same thing, okay. Yeah. Right.
And someone killed himself because of her.
Seems like a
show.
Dark thing to bring up.
I need the Panera.
Did you know that Kate Gosselin was the guest in Salt Lake City?
No, I didn't know. I wasn't aware of it.
Casey Anthony was the guest in Orlando.
Okay, no.
Not
wow.
Not interested?
Yeah, not really too much into the
Did you know that in Cleveland it was Pauly Shore?
No. Oh. Go ahead, Pauly Shore.
Right? It's a good gift for him.
What?
Paula, how excited are you for 8 hours of Oprah fun?
A, I didn't know it was 8 hours. Now I'm super excited.
Super excited. That's so long.
Yes. I don't care. I'm like Oprah's. I need to meet Oprah.
Okay. Just for the record, they won't let you leave. This is true. This is not a bit.
This is literally a nightmare for Jensen.
It's true, yeah.
And she couldn't be more excited. No. She wants it to be 10 hours.
Yeah. You have to stay. You can't go outside of the arena until 4 p.m.
Okay.
I am concerned about the bathroom lines.
Whatever. It's Oprah.
Fair. Pee your pants for Oprah. Do you think them having Julianne Hough here is demotivating?
Oh, she's going to be here?
She is here.
That's right. She's going to work through a little dance number.
That's right. Are you excited for the dance number?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I need to get my steps in. Yeah.
Oh, my.
I heard there's Panera.
Was she being funny?
No.
She wasn't.
She was not being
funny. Legitimately
she legit.
Excited.
She needs to get her steps
in. Okay. Legit, yeah. All right.
Will you be disappointed if everyone here doesn't get a car?
Yes, absolutely. That's why I'm here.
Come on. You can be honest with me. We think Gwyneth Paltrow's full of right?
Goop. Poop.
I mean, really, that's the best summary of anything.
Sums it up.
She said goop, poop.
Very quickly.
Well done.
Yes, good point. Did you know that Ricky Lake had one of these? It was at the Shakey's on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Oh, I love Ricky Lake. No, I didn't know that. Yeah. Come back, Ricky Lake.
I mean, do you just walk away going, oh, she thought I was serious?
They all thought I was serious. 90% of these things, they thought I was serious. Mm. Have you seen my shirt?
Yes, I have.
Look at this. I mean, there are Oprahs everywhere. My underarms, my pits, my nipples are Oprah.
Mm.
I'm getting dizzy. So this is 8 hours long. I am concerned for your health, so I got you a couple things to make sure everything works out. One, for your blood sugar. This is a Clif bar. Oh, okay. So when Julianne Hough is, like, making you do yoga or whatever, this is what you need to get into your system.
Okay.
This woman was just happy.
She was thrilled.
To be there.
She was happy to have a person. I got you tissues. Because you're going to be working with a workbook and self-help, and in case you start crying, there it is. And then, since it's 8 hours long, and I know the lines for the bathroom will be terrible, yeah. I got you this diaper.
Oh, okay, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Come on.
She was thrilled.
I got you a diaper.
I got her a diaper, handed it to her, and she was very happy.
Very excited.
She was excited, Thank you. Have a great time. I mean, you should definitely think about the bathroom at many times of today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay.
So happy, that woman. So happy.
She was happy. And I gave out a bunch of diapers that day. And we have the video on our IGTV at Kevin Mornings. I'll be posting it as well. There's a couple extra jokes that we added, and it's like a
We had to edit this
video.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. I did. I did like an hour's worth of interviews. But we did like a 2-minute video of the highlights, and it's on our IGTV at Kevin Mornings.
Just remember.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I heard we get Panera.
If we were on Oprah's.
It's Kevin. I heard we get Panera.
I heard we get Panera.
I love her.
Time for What's Happening. Here is Allie.
I hope they got Panera.
I heard we get Panera.
What if I after sure all so that, they were like, no Panera. Nope, not sure where you heard that.
That woman would just turn and walk, storm out.
Well, she couldn't. She has to stay there until 4 p.m.
Did they have locks on the door, do you know?
Well, they won't allow you back in.
It's no re-entry.
So no re-entry.
Yeah. So. You're not going to leave, and then you can't get back in for Oprah,
I
right?
I heard we get Panera.
Did you guys see her trip?
Yeah.
Oprah?
Mm-hmm. Played it yesterday, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a pretty serious fall.
I heard we get Panera.
I mean, she tripped.
I mean, it looked pretty serious to me.
Could have been.
I'm now an Oprah head, so I am more, I'm concerned about her health.
Okay, you're more,
Are you going to travel with her now?
Yeah, going around the world following Oprah.
I laughed so hard on Saturday morning when I got a text from my friend that will be named Bree that was going to the event. And it was Jensen interviewing someone. And I'm like, there's been a Jensen spotting by Bree, you guys.
I was handing that woman the diaper.
That's good.
When she took the photo.
That is good. You guys, Sopranos, Sopranos guys?
Yeah.
Love that show.
Great show.
Mm-hmm. Can I interest you in a podcast about the Sopranos called Talking Sopranos? Well, it's Michael Imperioli, who, of course, played...
Christopher.
And Steve Sciarrippa, who played Bobby.
Yeah.
They're going to revisit the HBO series episode by episode, provide inside info, behind-the-scenes stories. They are saying it is the definitive Sopranos broadcast, podcast, being broadcast in your ears. You interested?
Imperioli is what sells me on it.
Yeah.
And I assume they're going to have guests and that eventually Chase
I would think
will
eventually,
come by.
Yeah.
If you had time, wouldn't you go back and watch that show again?
I would love to.
Rather than sit there and listen to a podcast about it?
But
like,
knowing,
who's got that,
like,
kind of time?
Knowing little behind-the-scenes tidbits, like The Office Ladies mm-hmm. podcast, mm-hmm. that's Angela Kinsey and Jenna Fischer. It is awesome because you learn so much about what was happening on the filming of that day, and they go through episode by episode, and there's like 780 million
yeah.
of those.
When I'm done with that, I'll go to The Sopranos.
It's not okay. that I'm wishing for coronavirus. I'm not.
Well, before it was polio. If you got polio.
That's the thing. If I got polio, I would love to sit and watch all The Sopranos. Yeah. That would be so exciting for me. And then to listen to the podcast at the same time, I'd be in.
Would you watch an episode and then listen to the podcast?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Wow.
I would do that.
Wow. You better hope for coronavirus.
I'd be into it.
I don't think it's that long, though. I think a couple weeks.
Okay.
I mean, you could get through a couple episodes and a couple podcasts.
Yeah.
I don't know who's that kind of time.
Why not? Speaking of coronavirus, Gal Gadot was photographed flying on a private jet just weeks after saying she wouldn't do so because of environmental concerns. But
it's corona time.
She didn't take this into account.
It's corona time right now.
But don't get mad at her and think she's a hypocrite. It wasn't her call. Netflix, who's producing her upcoming film Red Notice, has been flying her, The Rock, and Ryan Reynolds back and forth on private jets to film after concerns about coronavirus. Because you cannot get coronavirus on a private plane.
It's true. I've heard that's
true. Everybody knows that. You can only get it if you fly commercial. Not in first class, though. They've got that mesh curtain.
It does stop everything.
It protects you from coronavirus and those unwashed masses back in coach.
I want somebody to come to me and say, you don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. We're going to fly you private.
Yeah.
And I'll go, all right. I mean, I'd rather. Oh, okay.
I mean, right. I'll have to blog about how I have to do it, but I will indeed do it, you guys. You guys remember college, how much you loved maybe a specific restaurant right by the school, maybe even a fast food place right by the school.
A bar.
A bar right by the school. What was your local bar called?
Riley's? Something Riley? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Jensen? I don't remember that. We went there almost every day and I don't remember.
USC, infamously, the 9-0, right there near Fraternity Row.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Mine was, I preferred a place called Cityside, but most people went to a place called Marianne's, but it always smelled like bleach in there because at the end of the night, they would just like bleach the floors because so many people puked.
Because they knew the corona, what?
There was a lot of puking at Marianne's. A lot of drinking, a lot of puking.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it was more like where all the dudes in the Boston College khaki pants and the blue chambray shirt went.
Mm.
I liked Cityside a little more.
USC's 9-0. Uh-huh. Smell like urine a lot.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good place.
Yeah, see, that's like Marianne's. It just smelled like the night before.
No. I heard we get Panera.
Nope. No. Even if you get Panera, I'm not going there.
You don't get it.
So, I don't want to smell the night before.
Penn State students recently had to gather with not only students but other community members. A vigil of sorts for their favorite restaurant that shut down out of nowhere, unexpectedly closed its doors. That restaurant is called Taco Bell. It's location on East College Ave in State College. I mean, it shut down permanently and they didn't know why. So they gathered with candles, with flowers. They talked about some of their memories at the Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. One said, Taco Bell was our home away from home. It added spice to our lives. They crowded the sidewalks, laid candles out, flowers out to pay their respects. It was very cold, but they also held signs, including some that read, Live Mas Forever. Forever in our hearts, Taco Bell. And if you're wondering, the nearest Taco Bell to that one is 2 miles away. When I read that last sentence,
awesome.
I was like, what are you doing, kids?
That's awesome.
We get closure tonight, and we can move on to the next cause. But we're here supporting Taco Bell tonight, and that's what's important.
I mean, same guys.
That's awesome.
When I read all of that, then the last sentence, the next nearest Taco Bell is 2 miles away.
I would have been sad. I don't know if Del Taco is still next to USC, but boy, did I.
That was your spot.
Oof, that Chano's Mexican restaurant nearby. Oh. Oh, boy. I gained a good 30, 40 pounds.
All right.
What's it called? The freshman 20?
It's the
20?
Freshman 50.
Oh, was not 50. A freshman. I was through the whole year. But okay. Just freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Okay. I got it. You guys, Alex Trebek, you know how much I love that man.
Mm-hmm.
The beloved game show host donated $100,000 to the Hope of the Valley Rescue Mission, which is a nonprofit focused on preventing, reducing, and eliminating poverty, homelessness, and hunger. They provide nearly 290,000 hot meals and 93,000 nights of safe shelter every year. And he donated that money, and they're going to name a wing after him there. But this is something I guess Alex is really known for, just donating tons of money, kind of under the radar all the time. And to
think
his own personal struggles going on right now, he's battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and he's still thinking of other people.
Hey, babe, I made you a bitchin' mixtape.
I would take it in a heartbeat, Alex Trebek. Oh, I love him so much. So much, you guys.
He's right. A good dude.
I had somebody come to deliver something to my house, and as they were leaving, they're like, is that Alex Trebek? I'm like, yeah, you haven't seen two framed pictures of Alex Trebek hanging in someone's house that doesn't know Alex Trebek?
Did you say framed?
They're framed. Yeah.
Did you say that you had two?
Two.
And the bobblehead, right?
I have two bobbleheads now. Yeah. Jeopardy sent me the bobblehead that has him with the mustache.
But I'm saying framed pictures on the wall.
Yeah.
Where people have, like,
family. Friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got family and friends, but I've also got Alex Trebek.
Two.
I have three. I have one that's one, well, it's him from his high roller days where he looks fantastic, but it's almost too much sexy, and I can't get work done.
She's a sociopath and a bitch.
I don't know if I'm either of those. I just love a lot.
He is a dick.
He is wonderful, and how dare you? Some birthdays for you.
You straight crazy. You know that, right?
Okay. Camila Cabello.
You think? Say it again.
Camila Cabello.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Good.
Julie Bowen.
She worked it the whole break.
She did.
And Jessica Biel. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. Brendan Donnelly, who runs a Twitter account for an Astros shame tour.
Which we're so, I mean, we're all good behind. For him.
Which means he's a huge Dodgers fan.
He's not at all.
What?
He's not a Dodgers fan at all. He's a Cubs fan. But
well,
he's running
shame.
The account.
In Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Shame.
He lives in Michigan. Yep. Like, none of this shame. Makes sense. Yep. I don't understand any of it. And
we're
I love it.
We're shaming him. Mm-hmm. Shame.
Not Brendan.
No, we're shaming the Astros.
Okay.
With Brendan.
Shame.
Right.
I think every baseball fan can come together on this topic.
I think so too.
That the Astros
suck. Okay.
So we'll get to that next. So the Astros are going back to playing baseball.
Big cheaters.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. So we have Brendan Donnelly on the phone. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Your Twitter account is *Tour*. And basically you're saying, let's shame the Astros for a full year. Is that correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And beyond let's shame them, the shaming is going to go on regardless of what I say. So let's document the shaming. Let's see the highlights.
Yeah, because you are picking all of the kind. You're curating what's going on in the league regarding the Astros things. I had no idea that Trevor Bauer recently during a spring training game started yelling out the pitches he was going to throw as sort of a diss to the Astros, which I thought was very funny. But I wouldn't have known that had it not been for your Twitter account. So you're basically going to be figuring out all season what we're doing to
shame
the Astros.
Yeah, exactly. And so far it's been putting out content and retweeting like the Trevor Bauer, you know, the Cincinnati TV crew had that clip and just scouring everything to see who's goofing on the Astros the hardest, who's being the funniest, what's happening, are the players apologizing, any news. And then the next step is going to be go to the games. I'm going to go to Oakland, Anaheim and see what the fans come up with, see how wild it gets.
Brendan,
you know, Dodgers fans in the Anaheim game are going to be
brutal,
you know, going out of control.
Yeah. I am very concerned for you because this is taking up a huge chunk of your life already.
Worth it.
And totally worth it, but we're not even in the season yet. But you said you're barely sleeping, barely eating. You're trying to keep up with all the content.
Well, to be fair, that was the first few days of it being picked up, blowing up. That was the case then. It's okay now. I had some pizza last night. I've been sleeping.
Had some pizza last night. All right.
Thank you. Pizza.
Yeah, yeah. I'm moving up. I'm getting back to health with pizza.
With the pizza.
What is your prediction? People are taking bets. I know through your site as well, through your Twitter, how many people have already been dinged, how many hit by pitches. They're saying there's like up to 80 is the over-under for the season. How many have already happened?
Seven, but it's been a few games. There were seven in the first five games and none since.
Hmm. And how many looked intentional?
I think I think they were all, well, Altuve got hit like on the foot with a curveball, so unclear. But to me, they all looked intentional. Because even a curveball, you don't see a guy get hit in the square of the back with a curveball. That's what happened to Bregman.
Yeah.
So.
And you're not a Dodgers guy. You're a Cubs guy.
Yeah. I love the Cubs in baseball. I'm offended as a baseball fan watching these guys give mealy-mouthed apologies and kind of just not doing the right thing to the fans, to any aspect of the game. And I got annoyed at that, started the account.
God bless
you. Just for fun. Mm-hmm. Like 2 weeks ago, I thought it's just a fun thing to do in the evening on a lark, and then it took off, and here I am.
You were thinking 10,000.
I have an obligation to the group to keep it going because there's a squad going.
You were thinking about 10,000 followers, right? That was your goal.
If that. I mean, that was like the maximum. That was the ceiling. So
and you're at 155,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I feel very lucky. And just more than anything, I feel happy that this group has formed. Like, I didn't know there were that many people that are that, you know, interested in the whole thing.
Well, that
so
is weird
like
because
a whole legion.
I feel like anybody that likes even sports, you look at that and you go, how does Major League Baseball not handle that completely differently? How do the Astros not handle that better? It seemed like every step of the way was a mistake.
Yeah, and you see even school teachers are, you know, they're doing lessons now with their kids about, you know, the cheating Astros never prosper and that kind of little poems. And it's like any school kid in the country could tell you, well, that's not right. That, yeah. You know, that shouldn't happen. And then the commissioner, I don't know, doesn't really get it or, yeah. So it's been disappointing.
Fill us in on who this last week, another thing I learned from your Twitter account, one of the relief pitchers says he would be willing to turn in his ring.
Yeah, I forget his name. He's on Toronto now. He's one of the Astros relief pitchers. So, yeah, he said, hey, I'll turn in the ring, and I'll believe it when I see it. But that's a good step. I think, you know, if the hits keep on coming, if one more guy comes out, then if we can eventually, kind of like, you know, in an old police show when you turn in your badge, get them all in the office, turn the badges in.
We need the guns, too.
Do you think that's possible, for real, though?
I think it's possible to seize the rings. I don't think it's possible Correa and Altuve and then we'll have the conscience to give them up willingly.
Right.
Oh, they're such scumbags.
Go ahead.
How are the umpires going to handle the pitchers throwing
beaming,
at the bat? Because I imagine they get tossed pretty quickly.
Well, that's the thing about the over-under. I mean, I have no idea what's going to happen, but I almost think it's going to be under because as much as the pitchers are going to give it to them, I think it might be like spring training where in the first week or two they give them a piece of their mind. And then I do think it'll die down, not with the fans, but with the pitchers, because as you're saying, they can't just hit them all year. They're going to get tossed. So,
I mean, if we'll I'm see. A manager of a professional baseball league, I send out my first pitcher is a guy that I'm willing to get tossed, and he just throws at him. He gets tossed,
Rays,
boom, now bring in your real people.
Right. Well, the Rays, not for that reason, but the past couple of years have had an opening pitcher, not a starter. Comes in for one inning, it's like a closer, but the opposite. So maybe you can almost have that sort of system this year where you have an opener. You know he's going to come in for one pitch or three pitches.
He's just known as like the beamer.
He's the enforcer.
If he's bad, he's like seven or eight pitches. But for the most part, you can get him in one, right?
Well, sometimes you have to deke him a little bit. You have to get it to a full count so then they don't expect. And again, I disavow hitting batters. But if they do it.
I don't know. Sounds like you don't disavow it, Brendan, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, no comment.
I feel like, are you bringing like video? You're going to be taping things on this Twitter account during the first few games here in Anaheim, obviously, and then you're going to Oakland, you said. So you're going to be keeping track of the environment? Is that what the plan is?
Yeah. Well, the first road game is actually in Oakland, and then they go right down to Anaheim. So I'm going to go there and see what people come up with and maybe bring like a nice camera to get some, you know, in like real life content that's off the internet. And yeah, it'll be nice.
You're
get them out
meet,
in the sunshine and see.
You're
going to
meet
what,
a lot of Dodger
on.
Fans down there in Anaheim.
Yeah, I think we have to have a meetup of some sort.
Yeah.
I asked my Twitter followers, you know, what's the name? What's the collective called? And they think they're saying Shame Squad, Shame Gang.
I like Shame
Kids.
Gang.
Shame Gang is
Shame
good.
Gang for sure.
I think
Garbage
Shame Gang.
Pail Kids.
Shame Gang.
Yeah, Shame Gang.
Garbage Pail Kids is also
shame.
Good.
So anyone come to the parking lot in Anaheim before the game, we'll have a big photo op and we'll show MLB kind of they were all a bit annoyed and disappointed.
I also like Justice League.
Oh, that's good too.
Oh, that's not bad. That's, it may be taken, but that's not bad.
No, okay, you're right.
What about the X-Men?
I can't sell merch with that, so copyrighted.
Right.
I applaud what you're doing.
I do too. Yes.
You're doing God's work here.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. And your producer said you're all Dodgers fans. Is that right?
We are all Dodgers fans.
Well, God bless you guys. Not a Dodgers fan, but I admire them. And you guys are going to be the loudest, you and the Yankees fans. So
I agree.
Got to keep it rolling.
That's the plan.
I don't feel like it's going to be a problem keeping it rolling this year. The whole year with the fans. Mm-mm. I mean,
Yankee Stadium, they play in September. So there's a nice coda at the end of the year where even if it dies down, those people are going to be ready out there.
All right. I love it. Love it.
The Twitter account is *Tour. Mm-hmm. And you can follow him, 155,000 followers so far, and find out what's going in the MLB. Yes.
Shame. Shame.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Shame.
Shame.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, we got it.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Brendan. We appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye now. In a few minutes, we're going to...
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
There's that. In a few minutes, we're going to open up the phone lines for Knock Knock Jokes.
Yes.
Which are...
The worst...
The best jokes on the planet.
Oh, my bad.
Right.
My bad.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Call.
Call who?
Call now. We're going to do a giveaway soon.
In about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Knock, knock jokes. So just be ready for those.
Mm-hmm.
First, it's time for Jensen's guest list.
Can you guess the guest list?
Aha! Guest list, y'all.
I think you can.
Aha! Except Kevin, y'all. It's time for the guest list. Ha! Come on, guess the guest list. It's time for the guest list.
Guest list.
That's a pretty good theme song.
Like it.
You'd think, in the lexicon, the canon of theme songs, that ranks up there.
Sure.
Well, this week, we bring a new list. What I do is I find lists on the internet, right? Mm-hmm. Top tens. I ask you to name them. What would consist of this? What does this list consist of?
People vote on this.
Yes.
Online. Okay.
Online. And you tell me what the winners are, and then you get a point for everything that ends up in the top 10.
Okay.
So, while we're talking about theme songs, let's get into the greatest cartoon theme songs of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
What just happened, Muggs?
Why are you smoking?
I love that.
Cartoon theme songs, top 10 of all time. All right? 162,000 votes. This is a big one.
It's a pretty big one.
Kevin? You go first.
Fanboy and Chum Chum. My all-time favorite. You guys remember that?
What is that?
Nickelodeon? Fanboy and Chum Chum.
I do not remember Fanboy and Chum Chum. That is not on the list. But pretty
cool. That's the best one ever.
Pretty cool name.
Okay.
Allie, top 10 cartoon theme songs.
It's Tom and Jerry time.
Tom and Jerry, not in the top 10, but you were very excited to do it.
It was a good delivery.
Very good delivery.
Honestly, it's all I got.
I think if you think about it. Muggs, also Tom and Jerry, just so you know, was 89 on the list out of 100.
I think I'm going to slay.
Muggs?
I think I'm going to slay this.
What's your pick?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a half shell.
Right,
turtle power.
Turtles was number 6. Muggs on the board with the first answer. Back to Kevin. Top 10 cartoon theme songs.
Whatever that cartoon was with Mike Tyson.
No.
Mike Tyson.
Tyson Mysteries, I believe, is the name. And no, that is not on the list of top theme songs of all time. Allie, I believe in you more.
I'm not.
We thought we just caught Muggs cheating.
You're cheating.
I'm on WhatsApp.
Okay.
You're cheating.
I am not cheating.
He's cheating.
Look, put your phone away.
Phone down.
It should be down during the segment.
Here. Allie, there you go.
Is Muggs the Houston Astros?
He is.
No.
Oh my God.
He is.
All right, Allie.
Why are you making that noise?
Shame. Allie?
The Anna Frickin' Maniacs.
Animaniacs, honestly. My favorite, it's number 11.
Yes!
Oh, you were
so
just
close.
One off.
I hate this.
That is not your fault. I do think that Animaniacs in my mind is a top 10er, but here on this list, all these votes put it at number 11. Muggs, top 10 cartoon theme songs.
DuckTales, woo!
DuckTales number 3. Muggs slaying as he predicted.
Hell yes.
We are talking about the top 10 greatest cartoon theme songs. We are having all the hosts here pick. Kevin, your selection.
What was the MC Hammer commercial? Early 90s. Hammer.
The MC Hammer cartoon is
Hammerman.
Not on the list. That is not.
How?
Not in the top 10. No. Allie, you have a top 10?
I've got a number 1.
Go for it.
Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones.
Number two.
Wow.
Very close. Number two. Flintstones is the number two.
Wait, number two?
Number two. Number two.
You thought that he was celebrating number one the whole time?
Yeah.
Wow, he said number two pretty quickly.
Number two.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates is not the guy in the turtleneck. No, he's not. All right, let's move on to Muggs. Muggs, what is the cartoon you're picking for top theme songs?
I'm going to go with another Hanna-Barbera classic. Mm-hmm. Meet George Jetson.
The Jetsons, number seven.
Oh, man.
Muggs is
killing
just
it.
Cleaning
killing
house.
It.
I'm not sure anyone
three.
Can come back
got
here.
Three.
Let's go to the final round. Kevin, what do you have?
Scooby and Shaggy get clues.
Yeah.
What was that?
I'm going to give it to him.
Yes!
Number one, Scooby-Doo, where
Kevin!
Are you?
Kevin
the
got
number
points.
One theme
Kevin.
Song.
That's not... Okay.
That's pretty good. Scooby-Doo, where are
is
you?
Is that not what you meant?
No, there was a bat. There was a different one that was really...
I mean, your answer is
I'll
Scooby,
take it.
Scooby-Doo and Shaggy solving crimes.
I'll
is not
it.
A title of yeah. another cartoon. So you just literally...
Yeah. I will take
okay,
it.
Okay, good. Allie? Do you have a final round?
Did Captain Caveman have a theme song?
He'd Captain be like, Captain Caveman! No, not okay. on the list. But it did have sort of a theme song.
Right.
Muggs, your final one, another sweeping win
here
for
go.
You.
I'm going to try to go perfect here.
Okay.
But I don't know if...
Go perfect here. Shut up.
With our powers combined, I am Captain Planet!
Captain Planet, not on the list. You almost ran the board,
God
but Captain Planet
it.
Did not make it.
So, all right, I found Fanboy and Chum Chum. You want to hear it?
Please.
Starts
is
with whistling.
Is that real?
Whoa, here we go, cause we're Fanboy Chum Chum. A little cuckoo, Fanboy Chum Chum. He's amazing, totally crazy. Fanboy Chum Chum, come on everybody sing.
Come on.
I like oh it. God. I've never seen it.
Back to you. You want to guys hear a top 10?
Yes.
I have little clips from each one. We'll play them fast.
Okay.
10 is The Simpsons.
Oh.
See, and I was going to ask you.
Family Guy. Family Guy.
Nope, that is the theme
See,
song.
If it was an animated show
it
contest.
Counts. It counts.
No, it was cartoons.
Cartoons.
I don't think of it as a cartoon.
Very different.
Number 9, Pokemon.
Kachuma.
That's a big one.
Okay. We know the stoner in the room.
Yeah. Speaking of stoner, number 8, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Muggs has put on pajamas.
SpongeBob SquarePants!
It's a very good one. Number 6, you did get. That's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's not...
That's 7. 7 is Jetsons. That's my bad. 7 Jetsons. 6 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's this one. You got both of those. Number 5, you did not get. Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
It's a great theme song.
Muggs is a savant.
Stick with the first part.
Number 4, you also didn't get. That was the Pink Panther.
Oh, yeah.
Mancini
oh, wow.
theme song.
Wow.
See, I don't think of that as animated.
It's snapped to it.
What, do you think it's real people?
No,
you
think I
it's
think real, it, yeah, I think of the Panther? Sellers movie, Pink Panther.
Number
think it's real people?
Number 3 is DuckTales, which you got.
Woo!
Number 2 you also got, which was the Flintstones, which is a great theme song. Maybe my favorite also. And then number 1, Kevin stumbled into. Yeah, I don't think he meant to do it, but it was Scooby-Doo,
it.
Where Are You?
Where Are You?
Which sounds like a Monkees theme song. But congratulations,
really
Muggs.
Does.
You took it home.
I rocked.
Another win. Another win.
Well
and
done.
That was my guest list.
Guest list!
All right, 1-800-520-1067 mm-hmm. with your knock-knock jokes.
Yes.
We're going to do it battle style, so if you're better than the person before you, you will stay on the line.
Knock, knock. You heard yourself just say battle style knock-knock
yes.
jokes.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Calls right now.
Right.
See?
1-800-520-1067. Right. We'll take your knock-knock jokes next. Well, I was just running us through the rules of the game for knock-knock.
Knock-knock.
Jokes. So our part is who is it?
No, it's
right?
Not. It's
it was
actually,
about a...
Who's there is
right.
what we
okay.
say.
Knock-knock,
yeah.
who's there?
Yeah.
This is the School of Hard Knock-Knocks.
School of Hard Knock-Knocks. Who's there?
It's April Foolishness, and it's a funny show. So tell a knock-knock joke, and make sure you don't blow. It's super easy now, now that you know. But if you don't know, here's a little demo. Knock-knock.
Who's there? Radio. Radio who? Radio or not, here I come. And that's how it's done.
School of
Schneider. Appreciate that. No, not yet. We have to wait for the knock-knock part. All right, Chris in South El Monte. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to the School of Hard Knock-Knocks.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Oswald.
Oswald who?
Oswald of a gum.
You're only on hold because you're the first one.
Chris. Good God.
All right, let's go to Jennifer in Beaumont. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey, what's up?
Pretty low bar so far.
Yeah, you just gotta tell a joke, basically.
For the School of Hard Knock Knocks. All right, what do you got?
All right, knock knock.
Who's there?
Cash.
Who?
No thanks. I'll have some peanuts.
Yay!
Moving on.
It's so sad that that was better.
It was better, right?
Yep.
Yes.
She got it.
All right, sorry, Chris.
No.
All right, let's go to Daniel in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Welcome to the School of Hard Knock Knocks. What do you got?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Daisy.
Who?
They see me rolling. Yeah! They hating.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, an actual good knock knock joke.
Moving on.
Sorry, Jennifer.
Yep.
All right. Let's go to Andrew in Claremont. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
All right, you got a joke for us?
Yep, knock knock.
Who's there?
Cows go. Oh, come on.
Nope.
Cows go moo.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No boo.
Oh, sorry, hung up on him. He didn't even let him explain.
I mean, come on. But knock, we all knew that one. We all know that joke, right? All right, let's go to one more. Let's go to Raul in North Hollywood. Good morning, Raul.
Good morning, party people.
Morning.
Welcome to the School of Hard Knock Knocks.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Rich.
Rich who?
Richie!
Richie! That's a tough choice.
That's tough, man. They see me rolling or...
Richie! All right, listen. To me, they see me rolling... A little bit funnier.
Yeah.
It blew me out the water, but Richie's great with the
really
show.
Really was talking about what we've been joking about for about 2 weeks.
Yeah. And he sounded so much like Bob.
He did.
Sort of did, yeah.
I'm going to go with Daniel.
You are, okay.
I'm going to go with Daisy, yeah.
Who are you going to go with?
I'm going to go with Raul.
Nope.
Oh, God.
So, Richie! Because I love La Bamba.
You're such a dick, and you don't. Wow. Muggs, who do you think?
Oh, come on now.
Oh, boy. I guess this is a hard one.
Yeah.
I gotta go Richie.
Wow.
I gotta go Richie.
Wow. I was gonna go Daniel.
No, don't you do
Daisy.
That.
The main question we have here is...
Who is it? I mean, can we interest Daniel and Raul in going together?
Yeah.
I mean, usually no.
No,
Doesn't usually work out for the most part.
This is impossible, and I can't.
All right,
determine.
Well, you gave up your choice, which means Mug was the deciding vote.
Okay.
Which means Raul is gone, and Daniel.
You picked Daisy. You picked Daisy.
I picked Richie.
He picked Raul.
Oh, you did? Well,
yeah.
Picked Raul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he got it.
Whew. All right, Raul's still on the line. You hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. Whew. That was rough. Did we think we would have to choose between two great jokes?
Yeah.
It was Sophie's choice.
All right, let's go to Gilbert in Pasadena. Let's try one more.
Okay.
Morning, Gilbert.
Morning.
Morning. All right.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Anita.
Anita who?
Anita, borrow some sugar.
Gilbert, you could have gone, I need a ticket. Can I win? Like, why? Oh.
We can't end on that. We can't end on that.
No, we can't.
Really? We have to keep going now?
Yeah.
Let's go to Eric. In Moore Park. Good morning.
Yes. Eric.
I got you.
Hello.
Knock, knock.
Hi there.
Who's there?
Morrissey.
Morrissey who? Because he left. He's not there.
I don't know. Three.
Oh, my God.
Three good knock-knock jokes.
Jeez.
I have no idea.
I am all Eric. The last guy, the Morrissey.
Yeah.
All right.
Paul Eric.
That breaks the tie, then. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It was very good.
We had a tie going into Eric.
There were three.
Yes.
Three good ones.
I take it all back.
Never happened.
We were talking yesterday all about how bad this is.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Congratulations, Eric.
Thank you.
And thanks for playing the School of Hard Knock Knocks.
School of Hard Knock Knocks. Who's there? School of Hard Knock Knocks. Knocks.
Who thought we'd have three different knock knock jokes that we couldn't decide between?
Who thought we'd have one that we kind of liked?
Yes.
I mean,
I liked all three, really, to be honest.
I loved all three, but I didn't even think we'd get one that we were like, that
correct.
Was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when we've heard them before, we just go, oh, yeah.
Okay. The worst.
Go ahead. What is a cow? Okay.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Three.
Three who?
Three good jokes today. Can you guys believe that?
It's not a joke. You're just...
Mm-mm. I can't believe it.
If you want to buy tickets to join us at April Fool's, just say start as low as $30.
Yeah.
At AXS.com.
On sale right now. And I think there are still a few of the VIP tickets left.
Correct.
The ringside seats where you get to come to the pre-party, hang out with us, have some cocktails, eat a little food, get a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't afford not to go.
That's
what
right.
I'm saying.
You're losing money if you don't buy those tickets.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Time for What's Happening. Here's Allie.
You guys, I have the list of the top 10 global. That's the important word here.
Okay.
Global.
Global.
Recording artists of 2019.
Hmm.
Top 10 global recording artists of 2019.
Okay, well, let's get her out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish came in at number 4.
Right, we knew that. Okay.
Well done. Number 4.
International's really throwing me off here.
And I thought it might.
Papa Roach.
Papa Roach. Ooh, just outside the top 10. I will tell you, last year, this singer was number 1. This singer has dropped to number 8.
Justin Bieber?
Nope.
Not even the top 10. I forgot BTS. Put BTS up.
BTS, number 7. BTS.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, number 1.
Okay.
She booted out the first place guy.
Selena Gomez had a very big 2019.
No, she didn't.
I made that up.
Okay. I was going to say not even a little
bit. Ariana Grande. I get them messed up. It's Ariana Grande I thought had a big year.
Ariana Grande.
Right.
Number 6, Ariana Grande.
I did
Grande.
Get them flipped. And that's good because I shouldn't know them that well.
Mm.
Okay. BTS we got.
You have 4 out of the top 10. So you're missing number 2, 3, 5.
Drake?
Drake is the one that was number 1 in 2018, mm-hmm. dropped all the way to 8th place. Drake.
Mm. 8's a number he loves regarding like who he's dating. Next will be
Kanye West.
Kanye not in the top 10.
Mm.
God bless you.
Mm. Pop music. I mean, Ed Sheeran's always huge. I don't think he'd end up on this list, but I'll say Ed Sheeran.
You should, because he's number 2.
Oh, wow.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
He's very, very, very popular. Yeah. So we're missing only 1?
No, you're missing 3.
Harry Styles.
4.
Harry
you're
Styles.
Missing. Harry Styles not on this list.
Maybe run him down.
I think I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
There are a couple that are just, if you think...
Menudo.
Globally...
Okay.
In popularity.
Well, that he already
okay,
said
that makes
BTS.
Sense.
That is that would make sense.
I think you're also thinking of people that had a big year, like oh, they put out something new.
Jon Bon Jovi.
These two bands that I'm thinking of definitely didn't put out anything new.
Maroon 5 is a
decades,
good guess.
They
for
haven't
really?
Put out anything
decades.
New.
The Eagles.
No, close though.
Close.
The Rolling Stones.
No.
What?
I just meant it sounded like the Eagles.
The Beagles?
Yes, the Beagles.
The Seagulls.
Yes, the Seagulls.
The Regals?
The Beatles!
Oh.
Damn it!
Never heard of them.
He said Beagles, and I was...
The Legals. Is it the Legals?
I hate you. All right, let's run this down. Number 10, the Beatles. Number 9... Lady Gaga!
Oh,
of course.
Number 8, Drake. Number 7, BTS. Number 6, you got Ariana Grande. Number 5, another very old band that hasn't put out anything new, Queen.
Mm. Oh, sure.
Big year,
right?
Big year, yeah.
Number 4, Billie Eilish. Number 3, you didn't get, but he is always tired.
He's always tired.
Post Malone.
Post Malone. Number three, tattoos under his eyes. Mm-hmm. Always tired. By the way, he explained why he has tattoos on his face recently.
Mm-hmm. Got any pretzels?
Not because of pretzels. No. Okay. It's the it's kind of the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. They asked him why he has tattoos on his face, and he said, because I'm an ugly mother effer. Oh.
We don't think that. Women love him. We know a bunch of women who love him.
I know women that thought nothing really of him, went to the live show, and now all they talk about is Post Malone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he definitely looks like he smells of cigarettes.
He does,
and
he's
body
a smelly
odor.
Wet hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
not wet hair, like wet dog.
Yeah, just gross.
Yeah, sewage.
But he looks. I mean, I don't think he's that. Is he that ugly?
Like Indian food and a dirty diaper.
No, I don't think he's that ugly. No,
okay. Not at all. So Post Malone number three, number two Ed Sheeran. You got number one, of course, T Swizzle, Taylor Swift.
Right.
I mean,
good
guys.
List.
We weren't good.
I mean, you weren't great, but I still appreciate it. Kevin, you're a parent. You came up in parenting when there wasn't a lot to do with technology, but you still got in on the technology front as well. But
yeah, both.
I think this guy over here with Adler is going to have to parent a lot when it involves technology.
Yes.
When we were kids, we had to learn things like don't talk to strangers, look both ways when you cross the street, stop, drop, and roll. Those were things we learned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, parents are focused on things that have to do with the rise of technology. Checking with parents before making an in-app purchase. Don't open suspicious links. How to be safe online.
Right.
Don't accept friend requests from strangers. It is a different world.
Yeah.
That's very crazy.
Very different.
Your hands are cute.
Don't talk to that guy. Yeah.
I don't wear underwear.
Okay. Some birthdays for you. Camila Cabello, Julie Bowen, and Jessica Biel. And that's what's happening.
You know why I vote by mail?
Mm-hmm.
Because coronavirus.
I mean, that.
I don't want to die.
How long have you voted by mail?
A long time.
Like a decade or so, right? Yeah, it had nothing to do with coronavirus.
But this year it does.
Truly, though, why do you vote by mail?
Because I don't want to have to go and find a place and stand in line and wait. It's just so much simpler. Why wouldn't you?
I, too, am a vote-by-mail person. The only reason this year that I was like, this worries me a little bit, is if you are voting today, Super Tuesday, which you should be, people have been dropping out of
the
campaigns.
So if you voted for them, you don't get another try?
If you voted, if you voted for Mayor Pete 2 weeks ago and mailed it in, your vote is for naught, essentially. But I do vote by mail because I like to take my time at home, read along with it, do all that.
Oh, you feel pressure if there's someone behind you, like looking over your shoulder?
I don't.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I used to vote in my neighborhood, and then they moved my location to essentially someone's rumpus room. And I mean, I walked into this place and I'm like, oh, the mothball smells and the pictures of Nana.
Yeah.
I couldn't. It freaked me out. I don't want to be in your
How
rumpus room.
How did that
room.
Ever happen? There was
I
a lot of that.
Tons.
Sort of like, yes.
My grandparents growing up had a voting poll place in their garage.
Is it? See?
Yeah.
I was probably in his grandparents' garage.
And he had to dodge like the dartboard. You're like,
yes!
Okay, all right.
It's insane.
It's like a ping pong table.
Cobwebs just everywhere. It's bizarre. So that was the year that I was like, nope, I am vote by mail from now on.
Well, you would think, knowing me, I mean, I mail all day, you would think.
You
of
would
course.
Think,
it's like, why am I leaving my house?
Of
I
course.
Don't like to be out.
100%.
Nah, son, I've never even mailed it. I've never even thought about mailing it.
Why?
Why?
Because I like going to the polling place. It's part of my community. Mm-hmm. It feels like I'm part of the election. I feel like Wells Fargo in a covered wagon caulking the river to go, you know, set my vote.
All right, slow down.
Do you know what
the
I mean?
Hell's happening?
Yeah, I just feel like it's the Oregon Trail and I got to go put in my vote.
Well, now there's those new voting centers where you can basically vote anywhere in LA County.
Yes,
you don't have to go to your specific
which
place.
Is so much better because you don't have to go to your neighbor's rumpus room.
You don't have to go to the rumpus room. However, they've been having some issues.
Yes.
You check in with the iPad. Oh, the iPad's not working. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait in line. So it's taking a little bit longer.
And if we know anything
places.
About the USPS, it's that they never make mistakes, right? I mean, they'll never lose your mail.
Come on.
I mean, honestly, I don't think there's a very high chance of them losing your mail. No.
Well, I
ever,
mean, here,
really.
Here's the thing.
Christine, by the way, in the meeting yesterday, was the exact same way, and we were all attacking her. We were like, why would you go in person and stand in line?
Oh my God, I get so excited, you guys, for like official election days. Mm-hmm. Like the days when you can go to your little polling centers and your little vote centers in your neighborhood where there's multiple ones, that's cool. But for big election days,
Super Tuesday,
it is at my local old folks' home. I'm so stoked to go every year.
My name is Christine!
I walk there because it's like, you know, like half a mile. It's a nice little walk in my neighborhood. You see other people going to vote. It's like Jensen was saying, it's just like, I feel so like proud to be an American.
But you can be proud to be an American and still vote by mail.
Yeah, my stamps have a flag on
it. It doesn't feel the same.
It doesn't feel the same. You're in line with other people.
Exactly.
Like, exercising.
That's our
right
point. Who wants to be in line with other people?
Well, the truth is, I would never speak to any of my neighbors. That's true. But I do enjoy even just the solo act of being like, I just voted and it's on the day. It's not, it doesn't feel like anticlimactic.
You can vote today by mail.
Sure, I guess that does make sense. You can mail it today.
Yeah.
But that I'll give you a little credit for.
Okay.
But you two aren't doing that. You two are sending it in earlier.
This year I sent it in the latest that I ever have because I didn't get it. And I had to say, hey, where's my my ballot?
Oh, you are? Well, also, I think for a lot of people put it in before like some debates even happened. Like,
yeah,
to
that
me,
seems
that's,
absurd.
To me, that's absurd because you're not getting all of the story. You're not, you know, things come out over time.
But
and people get to go further into their views.
I also think it speaks to how lucky you guys are that you do have the time to go and vote. There are people that are working today that don't get, you know, time off or don't have our schedule that can go and wait.
Isn't there some sort of law that so they do have to let you out?
Yes, but if you're in a line where everything's broken
forever.
Down, it could take forever, and then you don't get to vote.
Yeah, or you just want to get back to your job because you have work to do.
So Christine would just be standing in line all day.
Yeah,
super
with all
excited
the really
at the beginning.
Cool old folks,
sure.
It's so awesome.
Super excited at the beginning.
Yeah,
and then like just soul left her body at the end because she just.
Why are all these people here?
They're very nice.
I just want to have my soup.
I think bottom line with all of this is, who cares if you do it by mail
just
or
vote.
Go in line because it should just be voting. Mm-hmm. Period. Right.
Get there. Yes, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, I believe so.
It's a big day, you guys. That's why they call it Super Tuesday. Right?
Thank you for the lesson, Allie.
You're
I'm
welcome.
I'm screaming.
Polls open now through 8 p.m.
Yeah.
So as long as you get in line by 8 p.m.,
they got to take
you're
your vote.
Good. They got to take you.
Mm-hmm. 8 p.m. You're in line for an hour and a half.
I believe you can still register today. So
yeah.
if you aren't even registered, get online. Google some stuff.
Also, people get sort of like disappointed because the results come in a lot before Western, you know, Pacific time, 8 p.m. So like people will say, here's the winner. Still have your vote because there's so many measures on the ballot,
absolutely.
Like local and community based stuff. It's not just who's going to run for president from your party. It's also small measures.
Is it going to happen here like it did in Iowa where they were like, we're not sure.
They're going to flip a coin.
We'll get back to you.
Honestly, maybe.
They're going to use Nana's dartboard to figure out who won. Run
this room!
Supposed to talk to Adam Carolla here. He's not picking up his phone right this second.
Hey, he says he got him. He says he's on.
Oh.
Yeah, you can put him in.
All right. How about that?
He's in there.
He's one of our comedians for April Foolishness. It's not putting him on hold, though, is what I'm seeing.
He said Dave's got him. There he is.
All right. How about
that? Last minute add-in. He's doing it.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, man. Sorry, I thought it was 8:45.
Were you in the pool?
Yeah, we thought you were in the pool taking a dip.
Getting close.
Adam, we appreciate you being on April Foolishness. That's very great.
Sure, thanks.
Of course. Tell us about your car podcast.
We're doing a show at the Peterson Museum. I think it's coming up on March 22nd. I think. I don't know
March
if you have
21st.
That
March
Saturday.
21st.
This interview is at 8:45 also.
Yeah. We're doing a car cast show. Have you guys been to the Peterson? It's down the street.
Yeah, I have. It's beautiful.
I've been there one time because there was a charity poker tournament there, and I was not at all interested in going, and it was fascinating.
I was there the night that Biggie got shot.
Oh.
Top that, bitches.
That wins.
That's pretty tough.
That does win.
Adam,
really?
can you beat that?
No. Well, we're going to shoot Post Malone, actually. Well, it's like white rappers never get shot. You
You're
know?
Right. You're right. You're right.
I just thought we should even it out,
it's
you
true.
Know, give back to the city.
We technically deserve it, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me.
So,
tell me about the museum for you, though. You must be in heaven there.
Oh, it's great. They remodeled it. What we're going to do is we're doing a car show there. So everyone brings out their cars, and that's at the 2 o'clock. And we get guys, you know, all be there. And I don't know, we'll hopefully get guys like Leno and those kind of guys, car guys will come out. And everyone brings a car. And then we do the car cast, our podcast from the museum. And then we'll show Shelby American, our documentary about Carroll Shelby in the museum. So it's just a pure car day for all, yeah, for all the car files.
What if I don't have an interesting car?
If you don't have an interesting car, you can Uber there and look at everyone else's super interesting car and then watch our movie and have a beer.
Uber's
Kevin
the only
pulls
way.
Up, where do I pull up my Honda Civic? Where does this go? Which is a very cool car, I want to say, SoCal.
Good
Honda
job.
Dealers. Very helpful.
Hey,
I love you.
Adam, question. So wait, because I don't know this. I don't know this podcast. So do you talk about the cars that have been brought in around two? Like, do you say, oh, Leno was here with his strange buggy?
Well, it's buggy. What we'll do is, I've done CarCast. It's just one of the podcasts I've done for a long time, where we just sort of talk about cars and interview people from that world. Mm-hmm. But we will, you know, if Leno's there or some notable Sammy Hagar, some guy like that who's a car guy who we know who brings something out, we'll interview them on the car cast, and then we'll also have a competition. So Ooh. We'll be judging
where they fight
and handing out awards. Mm-hmm. We will hand out like a best in show, and the one I like the best, and the one my co-host Matt DeAndrea likes the best, and that kind of thing. And it's a regular like car show competition, awards, movie, car cast, beers, food, full Saturday.
That's everything you could possibly want. I was surprised that you just named Sammy Hagar. What other celebrities would we be surprised are...
He can't drive 55. Of course he loves cars.
I know. You know what no one really knows about Sammy, though? He can't drive 55 because he can only go 49.
Oh, I didn't
That's
know that.
That's what they
that.
Don't tell you.
Oh, man.
Lower than 55.
Thought it was the other way.
Sorry, yeah. Sammy. Yeah, you thought it was... Everyone yeah. thinks it's over 55.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, no. No, it's like... I can't do 12 chin-ups. It's not because I can
I
do
see.
17.
He can't get his car to go that fast.
Right.
I got you.
Got it.
Right. Didn't well, know. He can, but he's scared. there's a bunch of, you know, Patrick Dempsey's
oh,
of
yeah.
the world.
Didn't know that.
Guys.
Oh, race cars and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
No idea. All right.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of guys that are in the cars that Keanu Reeves is in the cars. He makes motorcycles. And so we'll hit all these guys up. Now, look, whether he's in Italy shooting, you know, John Wick 13 or whatever the hell he's doing, who knows? But we will get some of those guys to come out as well, so you can rub shoulders with them.
It's very cool.
It does sound fun. It's March 21st at 2 p.m. at the Peterson Automotive Museum. Mm-hmm. Apparently, everyone is going to be there, and you get food and beer.
Mm. Yeah, and bring your car if you got something
bring
cool.
Bring your car.
Or even if you just
or
have
Uber.
Something funky.
Yeah, just bring your junker.
Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam, we're very excited that you're playing Foolishness. We want to say that we appreciate that again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm honored to do it. I'm looking forward to it.
And tickets are on sale right now at AXS.com. If you'd like them, as low as $30.
I'm nervous that Adam doesn't know about Clownvis.
Oh, he may not.
Okay, just so you know, Adam, you're sharing the stage with an actual genius, and his name is Clownvis. He's half clown, half Elvis, and he performs original music.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that guy.
Okay,
I love that guy.
All right.
So we're looking forward to it.
All right, go.
Yeah, and you guys, you can go to adamcarolla.com and find the tickets or for this event at the Peterson if you want.
Great.
All right. There you go. Adam, we appreciate your time. Thank you, man.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
See you. Bye. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Kevin in the Morning, Allie and Jensen. Allie, what's happening?
Kevin, it's National Breakfast Week.
Yes.
I repeat, National Breakfast Week. This is a time for us to really celebrate the most important meal of the day, mm-hmm. which I think that they changed that a while ago. They're like, it's no longer the most important meal of the day. It's ridiculous.
Is it lunch now? Is that what you're saying?
I don't even know. Remember, it was like you have to leave for school or for work after having a balanced breakfast.
Sure,
and then
that
it was
yeah, our whole lives.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then that changed. Everyone's mm-hmm. like, yeah, there's no time for that. So, I mean, have some coffee. It was weird. Maybe that wasn't the rule, you know, have coffee. You should probably mix in some protein and stuff like that. But IHOP is now serving cereal pancakes and milkshakes.
I heard we get Panera.
Well, this is just IHOP right now. But they've partnered with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Captain Crunch Crunch Berries to create the new collection of menu items. The all-new cereal-related menu items will be available for limited time only. You'd think, oh, well, National Breakfast Week, right? No. They're going to go away after Sunday, April 12th. We have over a month, you guys, to enjoy this.
There's Do they have a sampler platter?
Oh, right.
All three?
That would be beautiful. Yeah. Or even, like, they can make them, like, little sliders so you get all of them.
Ooh, tiny pancakes.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Did your parents ever make you tiny pancakes as a kid? The best, right?
Yeah, but you had to eat like 100 of them.
Yeah, it had to.
to get full.
Yeah. So you're just over there slaving the whole time on that hot stove. You're like, can I just make them normal size?
What about the Panera?
What about the Panera? I heard there was Panera.
Now, this is what you call a good morning.
It is a good morning. So Kevin is in for the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Mm-hmm. Would you get the pancakes or would you start with a milkshake?
I mean, I always start with milkshake.
Okay.
But I would get both.
To down.
I would like to try all of them.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I would start with the Captain Crunch and Crunch Berries pancakes.
Same.
I would start with that. Mm-hmm.
I don't hate it.
Couldn't do the milkshake, but I'd love to watch you all enjoy the milkshake.
A Cinnamon Toast Crunch milkshake sounds great.
Sounds great, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to have this after work. It sounds so good, and this is the second time we've talked about it, and I want it so bad.
It's literally across the street. Mm-hmm. How have we not sent someone to go get it?
I know.
We're the worst.
I heard we get Panera.
That lady needs to zip it. There is no Panera in this story.
Oh, damn.
Guys, coronavirus is affecting everything. My gosh. We talked about the new Tom Cruise movie, Mission Impossible. They had moved it from Italy, and they're like, oh, we can't chance it. Mm-hmm. And then you've got stars taking private flights because the Netflix doesn't want them on actual flights with the unwashed masses. It's affecting
with the pores.
It's affecting Kevin's possible vacation.
Oh, my
He's
whole family's
sure
so mad
what's
at me.
Happening. Mm-hmm. They're mad that you're still going?
Yeah.
Really?
Because
they think you're going to get coronavirus?
I guess. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
I mean, there are people 100% canceling their vacations.
Yeah.
I know someone.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
But to me, like, I'm going to show up and they're going to go, hey, welcome. Would you like a suite?
Right.
Because they're going to be empty.
Yeah. The pilot's going to be like, just you and me, Kev. Sit wherever you
want. You
want
to fly?
Right?
Yes, I do, sir.
Want to come on up here? Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Just as an exercise, I looked up New York flights just to see what was going on. And they are insanely cheap in the next month. Like $260 round trip.
Dude.
Same with Italy. I assume.
I mean, now's the time.
Now's the time to go travel and catch it.
Yeah. Catch the coronavirus?
Yeah, man. Follow it around.
It's corona time. Hey, it's corona time right now.
I feel like I have as good a chance to get it here as anywhere else.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think you also have had it in the past.
Coronavirus?
Really? Yes.
What was happening when we were all...
Yeah, it's just a flu, you guys.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's
famous last words from Allie dying on
She
a
was
bed.
Never heard from again.
It's just a flu.
I had that flu with bronchitis, and it was not fun.
Yeah.
Didn't have a blast about a month ago.
Well, that's the thing that they're saying why it's spreading so quickly is that people didn't even realize they had it. To them, it was just a regular flu,
So what do? You stay home. You wait it out. Then you go back to work. That's what I'm saying. This is not taking people's lives. You aren't just like, oh, I got the coronavirus. I'm dead tomorrow. No, calm down.
It's corona time.
Yeah.
Hey, it's corona time right now.
I may be saying a very different thing a month from now. But for right now, I think the panic is insanity, you guys.
It does seem, to be honest, it does seem that people... don't really know. Yes, right now it seems safe and whatever, but it could be different. We could be 28 days later.
Oh, like how we were all dropping dead of Ebola the last time we panicked? No.
Right.
Because nobody was dropping dead in freaking Chatsworth of Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
What if there was someone from Chatsworth who died with Ebola?
Give a call right now if your family member in Chatsworth died from Ebola. It's just nuts. But here's why I bring it up.
Yes.
fans want James Bond film delayed over the coronavirus impact. These fans, not just any fans, it's not just like Jim and Stacy who love James Bond. No, these are the founders of the most popular James Bond fan sites. They're asking the studios behind No Time to Die to push back the 25th Bond film's release over fears the coronavirus will impact attendance, which I kind of respect.
Do you?
Because I feel like these
that
people...
That sounds dumb.
No, it's so dumb, but I feel like these people are in kind of in cahoots with maybe the industry.
And what does that mean?
So, like, the movie company's like, hey, if you guys just put out this story, like, maybe we shouldn't do the premiere because they're going to be closing down movie theaters.
Oh, then it gets a publicity?
We can't do... It gets publicity in two ways.
Alley.
One way... It's going to make people go, give me a break. I'm going to see it on March 31st, the worldwide premiere. Are you kidding me? Or the other way, it doesn't do as good. Mm-hmm. And they're like, see, we warned you.
We told you.
We told you you shouldn't have done this. Either way, win-win.
If there's something we know the James Bond movie needs, it's more publicity.
Correct. Yeah,
not a lot of people know about it.
No, they got to figure it out.
Yeah. How did we get Panera? Lady, you've got to calm down about
it's
Panera.
Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
Remember when we were talking about, not New Year's.
Can you not talk over the Corona time song?
My bad. Sorry. I mean, we've only played it 7,000 times. It's definitely something people are like, what is that? Let's do it. We were talking about Valentine's Day and how much babysitters can make on that day because parents are desperate and they want you to take care of their kid. They want to have their one Valentine's Day. Have a good night.
Yep.
And I was shocked at the numbers of what babysitters make on that night. But now, Urban Sitter has released their 9th annual study about what people are paying for childcare these days. For babysitting one child, the average price is $17.73 an hour. Babysitting two children was up over $20 an hour.
What do you pay, Jensen? Higher?
A little higher than the
little
one.
Higher?
Yeah, a little higher. We pay the $20
range. I gotta start babysitting again.
Yeah, when you told that story, remember, I was like, well, that's kind of what everyone pays now.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's
I was just stoked if I was babysitting and they gave me like $5, whatever, but they also paid for like dinner.
Pizza in the 1950s,
though.
That
was so exciting. Yeah. That was the 1950s.
it's an expensive venture just to go out for the night and not on, you know, on top of the sporting event or concert that you're paying for. You're also $20 an hour for a handful. Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
But like a high school kid, like you're 13, you're making $20 an hour.
I mean, I don't know that anyone's going to pay a 13-year-old.
Yeah, I think you have to have a little bit of, you know, knowledge and first aid technique to get the $20. But I think 15 is probably in the teenage range.
Really?
Still a lot, yeah.
Still a lot, yeah.
It's LA, a lot for 15
or not LA, yeah. Las Vegas, cheapest hourly babysitting rate, while San Francisco had the most expensive. Wow. Back in 2012, it was $12.75 an hour. That's a 39% increase over 8 years. You know what I'm saying? Stop having kids. They are expensive.
Or
right?
babysit.
Right. Or
one way or the other.
Or if you have to have more kids, we need to have more babysitters. So have more kids that turn into babysitters? Listen, I didn't.
That's a long-range plan.
Didn't walk this through.
It's Corona time.
I will talk over it. Unlike Allie.
Hey, it's Corona time right now.
You were just talking.
I'm
about
not going
it.
To. No.
Not now, though.
No,
you're not going to start. Okay.
I do. Every time you do the story, though, it does feel like you're going to quit the show at any moment to start.
To
babysitting.
Just start babysitting.
Yeah, each time.
I mean, it's great money.
It is a lot.
Yeah, there's drilling. Yes. I don't know. I don't
drilling. Good morning, everybody. We've got some birthdays. Camila Cabello.
Nice.
Jessica Biel.
You're saying it right.
Mm-hmm.
Julie Bowen. And I am so sorry I have left this man out, but it's Tone Loc's birthday.
So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, funky Comadina.
That's the coolest song about a rape drug.
Yeah, it's date rape. That's what that...
Very cool song. Very cool song about roofies.
Nope. That's what's happening.
World famous K-Rock's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. We have time for one last look at what is happening, Allie.
Well, it's official, guys. All of you that are like, hey, I want some guys from The Sopranos to start a podcast about The Sopranos where they talk about behind-the-scenes stuff with The Sopranos episode by episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what's happening?
Yeah, they're doing a podcast about The Sopranos episode by episode?
Oh, my God. Yeah. You read the story?
What a crazy guest.
Yeah. It's happening. Soprano stars Michael Imperioli and Steve Schrippa launch a podcast about the iconic series. Of course, Michael Imperioli was Christopher. And then you've got Steve, who played Bobby in a reoccurring role for season two after being upgraded to a series regular for the drama's full run. But they're going to take the show episode by episode and then talk about some cool behind-the-scenes stuff, stuff you never knew was going on. Like episode four, you're like, oh, I think I know everything about that episode. Then they're like, nope.
You're a big Sopranos
Guess head. What happened? Christopher... pink eye during that. That's why he had to wear the eye patch. A lot of people don't know he had pink eye, so they just wrote it into the story.
Clap if this sounds like a show you'd be interested in.
Christopher ever wear an eye patch? Was I almost
no,
close?
You're way off.
Okay.
I'm into this.
Okay.
Big Sopranos head over here.
All right.
I think maybe arguably the best show of all time.
And this
a way in to see some things we might not know. And I remember when James Gandolfini passed away, someone spoke at his funeral and was telling a story about how he was missing for like a week from filming.
What?
And I know it's not a good story, I mean, but those are the kind of things I'd want to hear more about for sure.
You have time for that?
I do. I'm going to listen. I walk
my
dog.
He's going to set aside some time.
Yes, I'm going to set aside some time and listen.
This may not shock you. Have never seen an episode of Sopranos.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you'd like it.
I do too.
Really?
One of the best, series
I mean,
of all
just
time.
It's done so well.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like a movie. Like a 45-hour movie or whatever.
I think that's
Don't watch it all
kind.
At once.
I don't think that is a so lot much longer.
But it is really good.
Okay. Don't watch it all at once.
No.
Okay.
And remember, it was it's like the dawning of peak television. That was like
the
first
one. Yeah, that was kind of it. Yeah.
And then,
I think back then, I didn't have, it was HBO, right?
Yes.
I didn't have HBO back then. Back when like all the shows were just killing it on HBO. I was like, I don't know, not worth it yet for
me. Not getting it.
Yeah. Says a lot about my family that our two shows growing up that we would watch together were Sopranos and then 6 Feet Under, which would be
that's a great
Sunday
series
nights
too.
On HBO. My two favorites,
A lot of death.
A lot of death.
With the fam.
They divorced soon thereafter.
Oh,
but
sad.
Was well worth it.
Yeah, my family just watched
those shows made the divorce worth it.
Watch 6 Feet Under. I'm sorry, Ellie, what?
We'd watch Jeopardy together, my family.
Slightly different.
Keep the mind fresh.
I should have started that a long time ago, if that's... what it helps you do.
Good stuff. You guys, this is such a horrible story, and more seems to be coming out every single day, but 8 deputies from the LA County Sheriff's Department were reportedly involved in sharing graphic photos from the scene of the helicopter crash that killed Kobe, his daughter Gianna, and 7 others. According to CBS LA, it was reported last Friday at least one deputy shared photos from the accident, as well as the victim's remains. Why are you showing anyone those pictures?
Know.
And now it's up to 8, and I feel like there's probably so many more. What is going on?
I glanced the story, and Allie, you probably know, so I wanted to ask, is it that someone sent a complaint? That's what I read, is that someone was shown it in like a friend kind of manner, and that person was like, dude, you can't do that.
Who wants to see that?
And called the police, basically called his bosses and was like, he can't show the bodies of the people.
Yeah.
Like, I am behind that snitch.
Agreed.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said yesterday that the department has a policy against taking and sharing photos of crime scenes, but the policy doesn't apply to accidents. Okay.
What?
It's still a crime scene. A crime scene can be an accident, premeditated, whatever. None of that made sense. The whole thing is devastating. And to have this on the news every night as all of these families are watching the news thinking...
It's worse,
Oh, it's just... It's gross. It is gross. We talked about this earlier. Kevin still has nothing nice to say about James Lipton. Even though he passed away yesterday at the age of 93 from bladder cancer, you hate the show inside the actor's studio with a passion.
I don't hate the show. I hated him. Yeah. He was terrible.
Oh, wow.
The body's
truly
awful. Body's still warm.
Just truly awful.
What exactly did you not like, madam?
Just his smugness
and
his ridiculous questions about your favorite curse word. He just thought he was, I couldn't take it. He was so condescending. He always thought he was better than everybody. It's like, dude,
I have never seen a reaction like your reaction
so
to
mad.
Friends. I get it. It's just too much. It's just you're inundated with Friends news all the time. It's ridiculous. But when I brought up James Lipton a few years ago and you lost your S, I was like, how does anyone hate James Lipton that much?
If you watch, such a douche. If you watch that show at all,
yeah,
you would have hated him instantly.
I watched it all the time. And I didn't hate him that much. I mean, I didn't love him. He wasn't my favorite interviewer, but I wasn't sitting there wishing he was dead, Kevin.
I mean, that's funny to say now.
It's not.
But it really finally happened.
Yeah. Still not funny.
He, again, passed away at the age of 93, which is, again, a life well lived.
Sure.
Life well lived. Won a ton of Emmys, did a ton of writing.
Yeah. A lot of great questions. Shows.
A lot of questions. But honestly, you have an answer now for what your favorite curse word is, right? Don't say
go
it.
To hell.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm so sure. I am so sure. That is ridiculous. There's just not a lot of stories today. They kind of stunk. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's
well,
fine.
Most important today for people who are listening.
Get out and vote.
Go vote.
Yeah.
Exercise the right we're given as Americans.
Yep.
It's the time to actually feel pride for being an American. We have the choice to do these things. Go out there no matter what party you are, no matter who you're voting for. And also focus on the local.
Yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of people agreed. Talk about just the presidential election and stuff like that. There's so many measures in each of our communities that should be voted on. And
that affect us every day.
That's right. And yeah. And don't be afraid of lines and all those things. Just go and vote and your civic duty.
And with these new fandangled voting stations and stuff, a lot of people are. This was a story the other night on the news, and I thought, oh, wow, we're a stupid country. Where it says more, you click the more for the rest of the candidates, and people aren't clicking more. They're just seeing like
just
three names,
from what they
and they're like, uh oh, that my guy's not on here. Click.
He must have dropped out.
Yeah. You got to click the more.
Click
please,
the more.
Please click
Do we
the
want-
more.
Do we want people to vote if
they
don't
can't
click
figure
the
that
more?
Out? Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
Listen, as
you're
an American, everyone, even the stupids, are allowed to vote. So click the more.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got until 8 o'clock tonight to vote here in California at the primary. And if you're in line before 8,
they can't kick you out. Yeah.
So stay in line, you guys. And, I mean, these new polling centers have been open for a week,
True.
So a lot of people got it done early. And the, of course, vote-by-mail people who voted for maybe Mayor Pete or Amy Klobuchar. Yeah, sure.
People who've dropped out.
It doesn't really count, but you made the effort, and I appreciate that about you. And a lot of people mentioned, oh, if you want to feel a part of the community, you could always take your vote-by-mail ballot down and hand it to them.
Yep.
That way, for guys like Jensen, they were like, oh, what if they lose it in the mail? That way, you know your vote definitely will be counted.
And you get your sticker?
You get your sticker anyway with vote-by-mail.
And you get your sticker? You guys heard
you
that part,
that,
right?
You get that anyway.
I genuinely think that Jensen is that excited about it because he loves pins. You know that.
I do.
So
that's
the sticker,
adorable.
Really.
The sticker's very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this whole thing. I told you, I'm going to be like I'm bringing my covered wagon down there. We're going to barter. It's like the old days. I'm going to vote.
It's not like the old days
go to
at
my
all.
Community.
No, what are you bartering for?
I don't know. That I don't know. That
yeah,
I
you just
up.
Threw out the word barter like you were doing something.
But I do like voting, and it's very fun. And it's the one time that everyone, you know, we're all in it together to make the community better, even if we have opposing views.
Why a covered wagon?
Everyone I walk by goes, sir, I shake their hand. Good vote
no,
day.
You do not.
Good
You're
vote day, sir.
Never
you
done that once in your life.
Touching people.
My horse is outside. Good to see you, sir.
Let's barter.
None Are you going to be at the trading post later, sir?
The hell's going on?
Meet you at the saloon, say, around 5?
I'm going to have a little bit of sarsaparilla.
This from a man that didn't watch Deadwood.
Well, the truth is, I don't really want to talk to anyone. But I do love the voting system and excited to get involved today.
It's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Some birthdays for you. Jessica Biel, Julie Bowen, Camila Cabello, and Tone Loc.
Took it to the hotel. She said, you're the king. I said, oh, be my queen, if you know what I mean. And let's do the wild thing.
The wild thing is sex.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people.
That's outrageous.
I can read into lyrics. Mm. But he was talking about the sex.
I heard we get Panera.
We do, right after we do it. And that's what's happening.
A 5 p.m. commercial for tomorrow morning. We have Get Up On This.
Yes.
With Jensen. We have tickets to April Foolishness. And we also have mugs back on the red carpet where he belongs.
Absolute gold.
For the movie Spencer Confidential. So that's all tomorrow morning.